There's no denying it. With an estimated 2.6 million feral hog population that causes more than $50 million in damage to Texas ranches and farms every year, Texas has one of the biggest wild hog problems in the U.S. That's one of the reasons why the U.S. Department of Agriculture chose Texas as the first site to begin testing a new type of poison specifically designed for these intrepid animals whose home base can range up to 70,000 acres. Michael Bodenchak, state director for the USDA's Wildlife Service Division, says the poison being tested is sodium nitrite, a compound that causes the animal to die by reducing its oxygen efficiency.
Sodium nitrite, when metabolized inside the pig, causes the hemoglobin, the red blood cells, to become methemoglobin, and methemoglobin does not carry oxygen. So the pig becomes drowsy, becomes a little wobbly, and then lays down and goes to sleep and doesn't wake up.
The poison would be distributed through a feeder system that is designed to be only accessible to feral hogs. And Bodenchak says, unlike the other poisons considered by the state's agriculture department, the compound being tested by federal regulators does not pose a risk to other wildlife.
We've conducted some trials on scavengers that might eat a dead pig, and there are no consequences to those scavengers. The chemical has to be metabolized in order for it to work on the pig.
Bodenchak says the USDA is currently using an Australian company to manufacture the poison for the agency's field trial. He says once the Environmental Protection Agency signs off on selling the poison to farmers and ranchers, it will begin looking for an American manufacturer. Testing of the USDA's sodium nitrate poison begins in February on a 1,500-acre undisclosed ranch in West Texas. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.